Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted by Michael and Ryan, the co-founders of Amazon FBAU. Today's episode, we're going to kind of diverge from the tactics and really just give an Amazon selling update. There has been a few different fees in the past few months, especially the past month or two, just in terms of both the way FBA fees are charged, the way shipments are essentially charged and the process for it, and a proposed new low inventory fee that may or may not go into full effect May 1st. So we're going to dive all into that. Make sure you know if you are selling or if you're about to sell, really what the fee structure is. You never want to be surprised by anything. And if you know about it, you can usually gain a leg up on the competition. So, Rob, we'll start with you, as always. Why don't you just touch on, in the last few months, what fees have kind of changed, and we'll just kind of go back and forth from there.
Yeah, sure. Before we get into the discussion on fees, just want to highlight that, if you don't know your numbers when it comes to doing business, especially on Amazon, you basically don't really have a business. So before you get into this, before, we update you on these fee changes, make sure that, when you're doing your analysis, products that you're currently selling, products that you will be selling in the future, make sure you're super dialed on your numbers, because numbers change and you need to make sure that at the end of the day, you're making money on this. Because if you're not making money, you're not making profit. What's the point, right? So that's something, disclaimer, I want to get out there. Make sure that, you understand your numbers and where you're at. Now, in terms of like Amazon's new fee structure and how it affects you, on the whole, in general, it's nothing really to be worried about. Like a lot of people, there's been a lot of rhetoric out there where, people are saying Amazon's no longer worth it. Amazon's no longer, worth doing business with. I'm going to take my products off Amazon. For me, I still think Amazon is a great opportunity. So look, don't be dissuaded by these fee changes. On the whole, look, some things have gone up, some things have gone down. It's nothing to be worried about. So some things, the fees have been reduced, the FBA fees have been reduced. Some of them have gone up. Items priced under $15 have seen their fee being massively dropped from 17% to around 5%. Fees have been changed category by category. There's so many categories, we can't list them all. But definitely jump into those different categories to see the in-depth fee changes. You can see them on the Amazon website if you go into the Seller Central or any of the Amazon documentation. So other fees that have kind of come into place as well that, aside from the FBA fees, referral fees, etc., is the new fee to do with the creating shipping plans, which is the inventory placement fee. So I don't know if we updated you guys on the last episode, but essentially what you are now having to do essentially is you now have to pay a fee if you want to send your products to less fulfillment centers. So by default, Amazon, if you didn't want to pay any inventory placement fees, Amazon will give you 5 FC centers, 5 shipment addresses to send your products to. If you wanted to pay a slight fee, you'd get 3 shipment centers, 3 FC centers. And if you wanted to pay a little bit more of a hefty fee or the maximum fee, you'd get 1 fulfillment center. Now, that doesn't really change anything because a lot of the times you're paying the more expensive fee, you're going to get a advantageous address. You can choose east, west, or central. Now, do your numbers. So get several quotes from a freight forwarder for all the different locations. Factor in the inventory placement fee. I just did a shipment about 3 weeks ago, and I had to pay the most expensive inventory placement fee for a West Coast address. And even though I paid the inventory placement fee, it still worked out cheaper me doing that, sending it to a West Coast address, than it did having me send it to an East Coast address where there was no inventory placement fee. So just do the maths, do the numbers. It's nothing to worry about. If anything, it makes you a little bit more efficient with doing your numbers and getting a few quotes. So again, it didn't diversely impact my business, but it's just something that you need to be aware of and understand that you now probably will need to get several quotes when you're doing your shipping. And so that there's a new fee as well that's come in, which is the low-level inventory fee. So this is a fee that Amazon basically will be rolling out from sort of May, where they will charge you if you have a low level of inventory in relation to the sales that you're making. But as long as you have around 4 weeks of stock based on your sales, you're generally good. So don't worry about that. That's only if you go below having 4 weeks of stock. That's when Amazon are going to impact you with this low level inventory fee. Now, this is something that they brought in because if you think about it, if you're a seller who has low levels of inventory, Amazon is shipping your goods all over the country to various different fulfillment centers based on demand. So if you don't have that many goods, you know, if we're looking at the logistics from the Amazon side per product, they're going to be spending a lot on shipping your products to all these FC centers. So they want you to have a sustained amount. And also from a customer side, you know, Amazon want to be pushing products that, you know, are in demand, that are selling through, and they want to be pushing sellers that have enough stock to keep up with the demand. So just make sure you have at least 4 weeks worth of stock on that side, just to avoid that low inventory fee. But look, in conclusion on my side, look, it's important not to be discouraged by these new fees. Amazon, you know, they do change things frequently. I still think Amazon FBA is a great business model. You're leveraging Amazon's existing customers, you know, millions of customers that are searching. We're able to use software tools like Sniper Insights to see where the demand is and kind of place ourselves from there. So for me, it hasn't discouraged me. I'm still selling on the Amazon platform. And I just want to make sure that you guys know that you need to dive into the numbers and make sure you know exactly what you're doing before you jump in, because otherwise you're in for a nasty surprise.
Yeah. There's fees are always going to change just because Amazon, you know, they invest so much. And so, especially with their logistics system, it's really so complex, and there's so much that they're spending that they try to balance what they're spending on with what sellers are actually paying them. So I will touch on a couple more specifics on the fees, just in terms of referral fee. That's typically 15% per sales price, pretty much across the board. One thing they did do, if you sell apparel below $15, the referral fee changed from 15% to 5%. And then I believe it's $15 to $20, the fee is 10%. So they actually reduced referral fee there if you sell apparel. We don't recommend selling apparel unless you already have a brand established. But they're trying to compete with you know, there's a lot of retail brands on the Shein, Temu, other TikTok shop and such. That's kind of more common for those kind of consumer goods. So they're just trying to compete there. And then FBA fees in general, they changed so many little things that are pretty much, just based on everything in my own catalogs, don't really make much difference at all. But they expanded the small standard size category, which is good, because small standard size actually gets charged at a much lower FBA fee rate. So there's just more opportunity for products that are small, like small, both small in dimensions and weight, to get those low FBA fees. And then more so in the high end of the large standard size, there's increases in the FBA fee. So just double check if you are selling or if you're about to sell, double check your specs and just see where you are, where you would fall, essentially. You got to know that. And then what that does, just because there's more categories, there's more ways to essentially reduce your packaging. And a lot of times, just the standard way your supplier is packaging it is not going to be the best way. So there are more opportunities for you to work with your manufacturer, reduce packaging, make things smaller, lighter, and actually save money. And then just to, I'm going to double click on that low inventory fee for a second. So basically, what Amazon is doing is trying to reduce people just keeping like super low inventory levels, because what happens to Amazon is you're sending a shipment in and you send the majority of those units to somewhere in San Diego. That's great. But Amazon essentially disperses that inventory across the country so that someone in Buffalo, New York, someone in Maine, someone in Miami also sees 2-day prime, right? And that 2-day prime, when someone orders from there, is not, they don't want to have to ship that from San Diego, because that's expensive for what could be a $15 item. So they're trying to make sure if people are selling active products, that they keep enough stock in so that their logistics system doesn't have to carry the burden. But they were originally rolling out this fee, which was one thing. If you're a new account, if you're a new seller account in general, you're exempt from the fee for the first year. Also, every single new FBA product is exempt from the fee for 6 months. So it's not like you send products in and you're charged this. There needs to be historical data. And how it's calculated is once you're past those amounts, and this is all proposed, so I'll get to that in a second, but basically they take, once you do have an established product that has, you know, a year or whatever amount of historical data, they take both the 30-day and 90-day, two different calculations, determine your historical supply, and then whatever one is the greater of that, that's your 28-day supply. And so you at this point, see that number in your account, and you just have to maintain inventory above that amount. And then if the fee is charged, it wouldn't be charged on the inventory you have. It would be charged on inventory that's sent in and then fulfilled when it's bought by a customer. So it's somewhat complex. There's a lot of issues with this just because it's not the big issue for most products, because if you're evergreen, you don't want to be low stock anyway. But some people are seasonal sellers, they're seasonal businesses, and so they don't really know how to overcome this. But Amazon kind of understands people don't know how to evaluate this. So it was originally supposed to roll out April 1st. And so it is rolling out April 1st, but they're refunding the fees. So essentially what they're trying to do this month is charge you, so you see how the charges, if any, would affect your account, but they're reimbursing and they're supposedly going to start charging in May. And I've seen they may be reducing the amount of days. Right now, 28 days seems a little high, so they might be reducing the supply needed to 21 or 14 or lower. But just look out for that new calculation in your FBA inventory module and just really, really look at your account, look at your transaction level detail this month. But all that to say, if you are on this, if you know how your account is affected, if at all, you really can gain a competitive advantage against anyone else in your market who's not doing the due diligence. So fees are always changing. Some things are going to go up. Some things are going to go down. But just know, it really doesn't change, especially for private label sellers. It shouldn't change the nature of your business because you don't want to be out of stock anyway. That's something we always preach, is running out of stock kills your organic ranking. So just take the time to learn how these fees affect your account. And really, the opportunity is unchanged in my mind. And still, you know, you're taking part in 150 million Prime members in the US. So you got to play by the gorilla's rules sometimes.
There's still no better platform to sell on. Amazon's still our preferred platform for e-commerce. Now, guys, if you do want to start your own private label business and you'd like our help with navigating these new fees and navigating the product research landscape, then we run the Accelerator 2.0, which is our flagship program where we offer unlimited calls for an entire year, 365 days, something you won't get anywhere else. If you're interested, book a call with us. Link is in the description. And as always, we'll see you in the next episode.